Howdy, folks, and welcome to Boost Podcast number 451. Just a little practice. I trust you folks are doing well. Had a great weekend. I want to say thank you personally, out loud, to all you vets, all services, sex, race, creed, makes no difference to me. Your service to our country is one of the main reasons why we're able to do all the photography, pursue all the things that we do in our world. So thank you every day. I know we honored you just, you know, a couple times a year officially, but I want you to know that every day you're in my thoughts and prayers, and thank you so much for your service. This episode of the Moose Podcast is again being recorded using Adobe Podcast with its AI voice enhancement, as they call it. You can find the podcast, anything related to it, photograph links on our website. There is a blog post each week for the podcast, and at the bottom of the page, you can click on the link to take you to the archive, because there are 451 episodes, yikes, that you can search there for trivia, because a lot of things photographic just never changes. It just kind of grows and improves, so you can use it as a resource. Remember, if you go to Spotify, because Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, you'll see the transcript as well as my blog post. But Spotify, you've got the podcast, you got the transcript, and you can leave comments and have a discussion with me. I am more than happy to help any way I can. So remember, that's one of the great places that you can reach out and we can talk. Had a number of emails this week. Always like to know what triggers this stuff, especially on the marketing side. But I had a number of people ask if we do workshops. We do. We call them adventures because we do work. We go out on an adventure. We seek things and most of the time find them and photograph them. But there's no work involved. Believe me, when you have ice cream every day, there's no work involved. It's all pleasure. But we do. You can find them at the end of the bottom of the page. You also will find a link, or it's a banner down there, that will take you and to the galleries for the different adventures for the last, 10 years, 12 years? There is a boatload of images there. You can see for yourself the kind of photographs we take. And if you are interested in joining us, just give the office a call. My beautiful bride, Sharon, will be more than happy to help you answer your questions. And if it so fits, sign you up. When it comes to book recommendation, I've got a book recommendation that probably nobody other than maybe two or three might be interested in. And that's one of the Helms Field Guides, Birds of Ecuador by Juan, should not take my glasses, Juan Fraley and Robin Restell. Now, why would I use that? Why would I recommend that book? Well, heading to Ecuador next year. Yep, I can't wait. It'll be my first time. They have 1,300 bird species. Now, they have some common ones, which I would know by sight, like California gull, which always amazes me how far that little guy can range because it nests in Mono Lake. But this 1,614 pages, is all about IDing birds. Now, why do I have that now, a year ahead of time? Well, the way that I learned birds originally for North America is I got the old National Geographic guide, and I would go page to page to page every night and look at the birds and look at the name and look at the birds. And I did that. I've done that just for forever. That's how I came to learn birds for the most part. I did have, I mentioned, a teacher that made me learn bird identification by habitat and silhouette and movement, but I'm not going to have that luxury of time in Ecuador. So I'm starting off looking at the book, going through the species that will be in the region that we're going to be at, and I'm starting to learn their names. And that's a challenge because some of these names aren't like just American Robin. No, they're like Mountain Avocet Bill. I mean, Mountain Velvet Breast, Hoary Puffleg. I'm not making this up, folks. Plain Zanops, Streak Zanops. I mean, Speckled Prickle Tail. I mean, I don't know who comes up with these common names. There's some easy ones like Yellow Brown Ant Bird. You know, okay, I can do that one. But then you come back to like, Black Bill Pepper Shrike. I'm not making this stuff up. So to get to the point where I can kind of see what I'm seeing and know what it is, that gives me an idea of a little bit of what it might or might not do. I mean, if I come up against a crimson mantled woodpecker, I want to know what it kind of, it's not just going after just your basic insect. You got your black-tailed train bearer. Now, I want you to think about this. His name is black-tailed train bearer. What kind of bird is that? That's a long-tailed hummingbird. So, that's what I've got. It's going to take me, you know, I'm sure when I go down in a year, I'll be feeling somewhat prepared, but boy, some of those names, some of those birds, but that's what books are for, to help with learning. I want to thank my good friend at Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com, for all they do us photographers. They got a bunch going on right now. You know, they've got, it's finishing yesterday, but I bet you call today and you said Moose sent you. They'll take care of you. They have a 25% of all their used gear. Got some other sales going. This is the last week for the Nikon Spring Sale. It finishes up on the 1st of June. So, you know, that prices are a kind of important part of the photo gear buying equation, but so is finding the right gear and having the right information and having it in your hands when you need it. That's what Bedford's, they excel at. They're great. Great service, great price, great inventory, great people, great friends. Need stuff, head to the store, go to the website, give them a phone call. Tell them who sent you, because you're going to see some real savings after you check out Bedford's, bedfords.com. So, got to go fly fishing this past weekend, out with my son Jake, who has truly mastered this fly fishing thing. He has gone flying past my skill level. And I might have started him out, might have given him some input way back in the day, but he has gone flying past Dad, and it's really cool to see. So he took Mom and me to two new locations to go fly fishing. And the first day, it's about 2 hours away from Bozeman. And we got to the end of the trail, or end of the road, I should say, the dirt road. And we walked another 2 miles, and we came to the spot which never been to in my life, didn't know existed, even though it's in Montana. And as far as Sharon and I were concerned, it was as close to Shangri-La as you could be. I mean, the fact that I was going to be fly fishing there all day, it was just blowing my mind. And this beautiful location. So we get there, and I don't know where Jake gets his stuff, but he instantly starts sharing his wisdom. He says, okay, this is the creek, and here's the outflow, and this is the way it's going, and there's a big shelf, they're deep, blah, blah, blah. How to drift, how to, you know, mend the line, what we need to do, where the fish are, they're big guys, blah, blah, blah. Lay it all out for Dad, which was perfect. He did a great job. So, hadn't fished since last August. I didn't think anything of it, really. Tie on my flies and cast out again, fourth or fifth cast, bam, fish on, boink, fish off. Now, I've fished with barbless hooks forever. I do that for many reasons, The one is it really increases the likelihood the fish won't be damaged in any way. And two, it pushes myself to be a better fisherman. So I lost the fish. I didn't think anything of it, really. You know, it's just part of the process. So I bring my line in, cast out, watch it hit the water, and it didn't splash right. I said, reel it back in, looked, and my fly's gone. And I'm like, oh, man, snapped a line. Must have been a good fish. Or I caught something after I caught him, and it broke off the line. It happens. Get out, and this is the painful part. I have to get out, take off my sunglasses, put on my reading glasses, yeah, because I'm old, and I can't see those little eyes anymore. So I get out, and I tie another fly, get all done, cut off the little tab, put it in my pocket, put my reading glasses off, sunglasses back on, cast out there, 4, 5, 6, bam, hit again. Nice hit, really nice hit. Cool, got on. Set the hook, start to reel in, bam, he's gone. I'm like, wow, this is just bad luck. I don't normally, you know. Okay, all right, Moose, get your act together. Reel my line in, cast out, 4 or 5 casts. Then dawns on me, you know what? I'm not seeing the splashes I should be seeing of my nymph when I cast. I pull it in, and the hook's gone again. The fly's off. I'm like, wow, what are the odds? That's just weird. So, tie another fly. Do it again. Took a little bit longer. Bam! Hit it. Cool. Bringing it in. Having a little fun. Poof, it's gone again. I'm like, no way. No way. Reel in. My fly's gone. Now, Jake and I, we fish not shoulder to shoulder, and not miles apart. We're about 30, 40 yards apart, maybe sometimes, maybe 50. So we can see each other. We can, you know, we talk about what we're getting strikes on and this, that, and the other, what we're seeing. And this location was gorgeous. I mean, I've got nesting tree swallows and kingfishers and oh, what else? It was just so distracting. I almost wanted to be a photographer. I had ospreys over my head the whole time and goldeneye and mergansers, bald eagles. It was just unbelievably gorgeous. Puffy clouds and this big canyon. So I tie another fly on. Yep. Fish for the wild. Bam. Got it. Boom. Lost it. At this point, Jake says, what's going on over there? I said, I just lost my 4th fly. And I said, I think my knots aren't holding. What? Jake says, I don't think my knots are holding. Hold on. So he comes over and he said, well, he's looking at my leaders and stuff. He goes, let's just switch out the leaders, see if that's the issue. And so he did the blood knot. He goes, okay, just to take out the variable, I'll tie the fly on. Cool. All set. Cast out there, do, 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 bam, got one. This time I landed it. Nice one. Get the pictures, catch and release. Brent or Jake goes, that's interesting. I said, yeah, that's quite a coincidence. And so then we go back to fishing. Bam, next one. Another nice fish. Really nice fish. I'm bringing it in. And it's probably 20, 21 inches. Comes right up to just where Jake's about ready to net it. It gets off. And I said, oh, man, I lost another hook. And came in and nope, this time it was me. I horsed it too much, forced it too much. It got off. Jake said, Dad, it's not a salmon. So then, come in, I go, well, at least we didn't lose the fly. He said, yep, remember, I tied that one on there. I said, I know, that's kind of bugging me. He said, well, Dad, you haven't fly fished since last August. Maybe before you came, you should have just done a little practice. And then he, like, of course, hit me like a sledgehammer. I mean, how many times have you heard me say right here on this podcast or in my books or on the website? You know, photographers, they go out on Saturday and they make all these mistakes. And then Sunday they're feeling better. Then they go back home and 5 days they don't practice and then it's all over again. Well, I should have listened to myself. It was the same bloody thing. Did I practice my knots before I went out fly fishing? Nope. Did I get the rod out and do some practice casts? Get used to where things were in my vest pocket for my fishing vest? Nope. I went out totally cold. Hadn't done anything since last August. And I missed some great fish. Now, Sunday when I went out, everything was clicking again. Catching the fish, bringing them in. Never lost a single hook. Didn't lose a single fish. And that's what I'm saying. I just thought to myself, geez, should have just listened to myself. Just a little practice would have made all the difference. It's the same with photography. It's just part of being human. Keep that in mind, that you want to improve, at least not go backwards. It just takes a little practice. You folks have a marvelous week. Appreciate you stopping by. Appreciate you reaching out. You take care. Got questions, I'm here for you. And remember to make every click your story.